Dr. Leyland. Step into the future, the world is waiting now. Dreams are in the making, we'll show you how. From the books to the screen, from the stage to the stars. Level up your game, let's raise the bar. Innovation, inspiration, it's in our DNA. Breaking through the limits, we're paving the way. Level up, reach the sky, take the lead, don't be shy. Your story's worth it, your light will shine. At Level Up Academy, it's your time. Oh, it's your time. At Level Up Academy, we rise and climb.
Hello, dear listeners. This is your host, Dr. Leyland. It has been a while since I have my own intro. It has been an amazing 2024. So, as this year comes to a close, I find myself reflecting on the incredible journey we've shared together, right? My heart is filled with immense gratitude for each of you who has tuned in, subscribed, shared, and supported this podcast. It is because of your unwavering encouragement and engagement that the Level Up Academy podcast has grown into what it is today, a platform that inspires, educates, and of course, empowers. To all our loyal listeners, thank you for trusting me to bring valuable insights, stories, and lessons to your ears. Your time is precious, and the fact that you choose to spend part of it with podcasts like mine means more than words can express. Now, each download, review, and comment serves as a reminder of why this mission matters. To help each other, to help each of you reach your new heights in your personal and professional lives. Now, to our first-time listeners, welcome to the family. It's an honor to have you here. I hope this podcast becomes a source of encouragement and a spark for your journey towards leveling up. To the guests who have shared their knowledge, vulnerability, and passion in this show, thank you for allowing us to be a vessel for your voice. Your willingness to contribute has been a gift, not only to me, but to everyone around the globe who listens. This podcast exists because of you. It thrives because of your curiosity, your desire to grow, and your belief in the power of change. You are the heartbeat of this platform, and together we are building a community that inspires transformation and fosters connection. Now, as we step into a new year, I am excited about the possibilities that lies ahead. New episodes, fresh perspectives, and more opportunities to learn and grow awaits us. But one thing will always remain constant: my commitment to bringing you authentic, value-packed content that aligns with your journey of leveling up. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for being part of this adventure. Your support fuels my passion and reinforces my purpose. Here's to a future filled with continued growth, shared successes, and endless possibilities. With heartfelt gratitude, Dr. Constance C.J. Leyland, founder and host of Level Up Academy podcast. All right. So I am actually going to be talking about leveling up. But more than anything, I wanted to actually talk about what is happening with Level Up Academy, what's new, who is new to Level Up Academy, and what is happening with all our social media, right? So we are on TikTok. Don't know if TikTok is going to be permanently gone or banned. We are on Instagram. Thank you for following there. Please engage. We are also on YouTube. Thank you for allowing us to serve you. And we are on LinkedIn and Facebook. I'm mostly active on LinkedIn, so you'll find me a lot hanging out on LinkedIn. We have live streams on Wednesday, 9 a.m. PST. And then that one goes to YouTube. That is free live stream for my community members. So if you would like to be a guest at Level Up Academy podcast, please email me at lua@levelupbydocleland.com and make sure the subject is guest for podcast, okay? And then we have, once every 2 years, I do academic publishing, where you're going to be in 61 countries with your manuscript. But the requirements are in the levelupwithdoc.com. Just click on Authors Club under Services, and you will find more information on there. Again, this is once in a lifetime. You'll get workshops. You'll get a manuscript. You also get to present in a summit before we send the manuscript to a German publishing company. And yes, so it comes with a workshop that I will be teaching, editing an APA 7th and more. Now, on top of that, I have an anthology coming up in March. We are definitely already towards the end of December, but you have a couple more days to get that 20% discount for being in an anthology called Scattered Pages, Stories from Everywhere, because this is the first anthology that you will find that there is no theme. Again, click on levelupwithdoc.com and just click on services, and you will find under Authors Club, you will find it there. All right, so welcome to Level Up Academy. Now, what are we talking about today? We're going to be talking about inspiration, and also not just inspiration, but tools and time management, and literally about branding and how Level Up Academy is putting a class so that you guys can actually create sustainable personal and professional growth, right? So let's talk about first inspiration. I would like to ask you, what inspires you, right? What inspires you to keep going at work, at home, or in your personal growth? So when you answer that, go ahead and reflect for a moment. Let's take about, 5 seconds to just breathe. Think about a word that you're going to be constantly leveling up for next year, right? Make it into a habit. My word for next year is living with intentions. Everything that I will be doing will be intentional. And if they're not, I will try to pivot and change. Now, I want to talk about powerful truth, and success is how within your reach. Whether you're looking to grow as a professional or building a personal brand or balance your life more effectively, the key is alignment. Aligning your purpose with your actions, your goals with your daily habits, and your passion with the opportunities ahead, you'll see that your life is more engaged and more intentional. Now, at Level Up Academy, we believe in helping you unlock your full potential. How do we do that? We do that through learning together. We do that through conversations. We do that through actionable items like projects, anthologies, or academic publishing, or summit, or being on TV, or being on the magazine, or being on the podcast, right? Because it's about learning how to apply them in ways that drive meaningful change in your life. Think back, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, if you are, my age. Your parents have worked in positions or jobs 15, 20, 30, 40 years in one job. Today, however, there is no loyalty, both the employee or the employer. They can let you go at any time, at any point, at any capacity. There's a talk of us being replaced by AI. AI is not there to replace you. AI is to replace the jobs that are repetition. So if your job is a repetitive one, there is a likelihood, highly likely, that you might lose that job. But it's not really about you replacing. It's you need to skill up so that you can keep up. Okay? Skill up so you can keep up. Now, the great news is that every setback you've faced, every challenge you've overcome, has prepared you for this moment. It's time to take that adversity and turn it into clarity and use it to fuel your next big leap, whatever that is. Let's talk about tools, Remember that success in today's fast-paced world isn't just about working hard. It's about working smart. The right tools can transform how you work, save your time, and amplify your impact. Sure, you can put yourselves out there everywhere, but that's exhausting, and only your reach is how many people are listening to you. Why not collaborate? I'm big on collaboration over competition because that's how I grow. I grew so much exponentially in the thousands of percent because of collaboration over competition. Now, here are a few essentials. Number one, digital productivity tools. Apps like Trello or Asana or Notion can help you organize your tasks and set priorities and stay on track. If you're not a app type of person, have a calendar. I suggest three calendars. One in your wall that's permanent that you could see all the time. One on your phone, obviously. And the second one is another, you know, writing or written type of notes. And the reason for that's because sometimes when you write it down, you remember more, right? It's a memory thing. And then those three calendars, you can sync up slowly and make it into a habit. It's not going to be perfect. Sometimes you even forget to put it on your desk, right? On your desk calendar, but at least it's on your phone. And then just try to do that. Keep up doing it. Track it. Because that's the only way you can pivot and change. And then, of course, branding tools. If you haven't used Canva, C-A-N-V-A, learn it. Too many people are giving freebies. Learn it. Go to YouTube. Go to Instagram. Adobe Express or social media scheduling platforms like Buffer or Hootsuite. So those are for pay, right? So it's going to be very expensive. Make building a strong personal or business brand manageable and impactful. And number three is skill development platforms. Invest in learning. Platforms like ours, like Level Up Academy, where we actually don't have you on the platform on your own. We give you videos, but we also want you to work with us via Zoom so you can ask questions right away. We have monthly courses coming up in 2025 for you to come in, and there is no contract. There is no monthly. You just come in and pay up, right? Whatever that we're running on the month. Now, skill development platforms other than ours would be tailoring, right, to empower your growth. There's LinkedIn Learning. There's Udemy, right? There's so many. Don't stop. Keep learning, right? We provide courses tailored to empower your growth in areas like marketing and leadership and personal branding. And then we take it to the next level. You're not just learning by reading, but you're learning by doing. I'm very big on actionable steps. Not only you're learning social media, but we will engage with you in social media. We will put you up in our social media, right? Remember that tools are only as powerful as your willingness to use them consistently. That's the key word, consistently. That leads us to time management. Let's talk about time management. Time is your most valuable asset, and how you manage it will define your results. Here are some steps to take control of your time. Prioritize with purpose, right? Know what matters most and tackle those tasks first. The Eisenhower Matrix is what I use. The Pomodoro is also what I use. Sorting tasks into urgent versus important can be a game changer, okay? Create a time block schedule. Dedicate those specific time blocks to key activities. Treat these blocks as uninterruptible meetings with yourself, meaning no scrolling on TikTok, no scrolling on Instagram or YouTube or any other social media. Put your phone down somewhere, hide it somewhere, lock it up if you have to, right? But make sure you have a timer, 25 minutes intense work, 5 minutes break, 25 minutes intense work, 5 minutes break. When you hit four times of these, then take a long 30 minutes or an hour break. Then you can do whatever you want with that. But that intense time is dedicated to what? Fulfilling your task. And prioritize three big things a day. The rest can just follow through. Three big things. And eliminate those distractions, right? We have a hyper-connected world. Staying focused is a skill. Turn off notifications. Create a workspace that fosters concentration and set those boundaries with other people and yourself. You're probably saying, Dr. Leland, my boss, when she asked me on Slack or, you know, on Zoom or whatever, I have to answer. Okay, that's fine. But maybe you have to have a, you know, most of the time your boss are not going to give you 70 million questions. You could still do that, right? Maybe that's the one time that you will have a message with your boss, but create boundaries. If you're 9 to 5, make sure you hit out at 5, even if you work from home. Managing your time well isn't about doing more. It's actually about doing what matters. Okay? Now, number 3 is the power of branding. Let's talk about that, right? Remember that story at the beginning when I asked you a question, what literally fuels you? And I also told you a story about parents, right? My mom was in Chevron for 36 years. My dad was in Heidelberg printing press for 25 years. We don't see those things anymore, right? They were actually, their companies were very rare at that time. They actually give them specialists, you know, for every single task that they have to do. And then, right, they care about the employees. Today, you can get let go at any time. You can be let go as fast as you were hired. What does that mean? So today, you have to have a second hustle, right? The power of branding. This is called personal branding. Whether you're an entrepreneur or a professional worker or a building or personal, you know, doing personal projects, your brand is your promise to the world. It's how people perceive you, what they remember about you, and why they choose to work with you or trust you. Let's talk about Level Up Academy. We teach the 4 pillars of effective branding. The first one is clarity. Know your values, your mission, and your audience. If your company is literally not solving a problem, it's not a company. Number 2, the second pillar is consistency. Keep your message and your visuals aligned across all platforms. Number 3 is authenticity. I know you've heard this word a million times, I'm sure even a billion times probably this year. But people connect with real stories and genuine voices. So ask yourself, how are you connecting with your potential customers? And number 4 is visibility. Using social media, podcasts, TV, and more to show up where your audience is necessary for your business. It is necessary. It is not something you need to put out, because all the effort, the time, the money, the resources, the networking that you do does not matter if no one knows who you are and where you are. Branding is not just about logos and slogan. It's about reputation and relationships, right? Now, let's bring this all together. At Level Up Academy, we're not just teaching skills. We're creating transformation. Starting soon, we'll be launching a class that combines these essential elements: inspiration, tools for success, time management, and branding. I also have a little secret. Okay, ready? I am part of a platform, okay, called Influencing You, and I'm teaching all my top secrets on there. Yes, it's a membership and it's paid, but guys, you get to know exactly how I blew up. You get to know my pain points. You get to know some of these details and a lot of freebies that I give during my live, okay? This isn't just a course, though. It is a roadmap to your future. Whether you're launching a business, pivoting in your career, or simply looking for a fresh perspective, the class will empower you to level up. Our mission is simple: to help you be seen, be heard, and make your mark on the world. When the leadership at Level Up Academy, you're not just learning, you're what? Stepping into a community that collaboration supports and thrives together. Let's make today the day you commit to leveling up. The tools, the guidance, the opportunities are here. All that's left for you to take is the first step. And so I want to tell you, thank you. And I look forward to seeing how you level up your life, your work, and your legacy. We have 4 books on Amazon right now. First one is Beyond Boundaries. Every purchase goes to purchase a tree. The second one is Moving Beyond Boxes, another tree. That one is for Honduras. The first one is for Madagascar. The third book is Rebel with a Cause. It's for mental health. The notebook that comes with it is for autism. Every purchase goes to that. The last one we have is Against the Grain, which was just recently launched. And that one actually goes to confronting domestic violence. Okay? So, I want to tell you something. Branding and inspiration goes hand in hand. How? How do you think that does? Your brand reflects your why. Do you know your why? Inspiration comes from a clear sense of purpose. When your brand is rooted in a compelling why, it resonates with your audience on a deeper level. For example, Apple's brand is inspiring because it's not just about selling technology, it's about empowering creativity and challenging the status quo. How they work together? Well, your brand should be a reflection of what inspires you and how you want to inspire others. When your audience sees your passion and purpose, they're more likely to connect with and trust your brand. And inspiration fuels storytelling. Storytelling is a core part of branding, and the best stories are those that inspire. Share your challenges that you've overcome. I'm sure you have plenty. I know I have, right? Lessons learned. What did you learn from going through that adversity? We often focus on, oh my gosh, it was such a bad year. This happened. Switch that mindset to, what did I learn this year that can help me next year? Ask that question. The mission driving your brand, what is it? These stories humanize your brand, making it relatable and inspiring your audience to take action. An inspired story builds an emotional connection that goes beyond transactions. It creates loyalty and advocacy. Now, inspiration drives authenticity. Authenticity, I've said this so many times, is a key to successful brand. And it comes from being inspired by your mission and your values. When you're genuinely excited and passionate, it shows in your branding, from your values to your messaging, from your visuals to what people see. Inspiration ensures your branding remains authentic and consistent, which builds trust and long-term relationships with your audience. Now, inspiration creates momentum. A strong brand inspires not just your audience, but also you and your team. When you're inspired by your own vision, you're more motivated to consistently deliver value, innovate, and show up for your audience, right? Inspiration is the driving force behind maintaining and evolving a brand that stays relevant and impactful over time. Now, inspiration builds community. I love my community. A Level Up community at Hounds of Business community. I love it. A brand that inspires fosters a sense of belonging. It attracts like-minded people who share their values and their vision, creating a community around their brand, and creating community around my brand and Mike's brand, Mike Escherbrenner. Now, example, Nike's Just Do It campaign inspires people to push their limits, creating a global community of athletes and dreamers. By inspiring your audience, your brand becomes a platform for shared growth and collaboration. So CJ, what is the takeaway? Branding and inspiration are two sides of the same coin. A strong brand inspires action, loyalty, and trust, while inspiration provides the energy, authenticity, and purpose that make a brand unforgettable. Now, together, they elevate your business from being just another name to being a movement. People want to be a part of it. Now, it's kind of hard, especially if you have ADHD, right? difficulty with focus and attention, trouble staying focused on tasks or conversations, easily distracted by external stimuli or internal thoughts, old dialogue in my head, right? Sometimes I'm being impulsive, challenges in managing my money or planning due to impulsivity. I could be disorganized as much as I can be organized, right? But I frequently lose items. Like, I have no idea certain items. I know I have it. I just don't remember where I put it. I don't know if you can relate. But that could be a lot of things, right? Perimenopause, andropause. But literally, when you have ADHD, you lose things. You're like, I have no idea where I put it. Also, emotional regulations, right? Intense emotional reactions to situations or disproportionate to triggers, sometimes difficulty recovering from those emotional setbacks or frustrations that you have, and you have no idea why something triggers you so much. It's part of my ADHD. Hyperactivity, yes, feelings restless or unable to sit still, really, leading to challenges in settings like required sustained calmness or classroom or offices or, you know, having a lecture, you're like, oh, I'm so bored. So you start doodling, you start flicking, you start twisting your pen, biting the pencil, right? Or putting makeup on in class, right? Fidgeting, tapping, right? Those are part of hyperactivity. Time management issues. If you have ADHD, understanding how long tasks take or procrastinating, you're kind of like, okay, whatever. But then you struggle to prioritize. And that's why I talk about time management, right? Relationship challenges. Because you are impulsive and you forget, it can strain relationships. You forget when the anniversary is. You forget to do this, your honey to-do list, right? And you're impulsive, paying the rent. I'd rather buy this. Right, that could be a strain in your relationship. Difficulty listening attentively also causes misunderstandings. That happens a lot too. Right, and then of course, having low self-esteem because you keep having this focus issue, you're not meeting expectations sometimes because then you feel inadequate. You're like, oh, I think I'm feeling stupid today, or oh my gosh, I can't handle this right now. Right, because you're sensitive to criticism, and this actually exacerbates your feeling of not enough. But don't worry, you are enough, right? You are enough. You're just having some mental issues right now, and that is not a bad thing. Knowing what you have and finding ways to develop so you can thrive, not just survive, is the key. And the worst part is that people will get labeled, you have academic or workplace struggles of your performance, because you, even though you're so smart, you're intelligent, you're creative, but you can't complete sometimes a task, or you can't be in a structured environment, really sometimes hurts you. And then you add coexisting conditions like anxiety, depression, or learning disability. Maybe you have dyslexia, or maybe you have panic attacks when you present in class or in crowded, you know, crowded places. And then you have ADHD, it just makes it worse. So how do we take care of this? Literally one day at a time, one issues at a time. And what might work for me might not work for you, but I will tell you what works for me. Okay? You sometimes have to take medication because it is a chemical imbalance in your brain that no one can help. But then coupled with that, you need to take cognitive behavior therapy, psychotherapy, coaching, right? To really unpack your issues and find the tools, the right tools, so that you can thrive and live your life and not be afraid of everything. In terms of academic or workplace struggles, you got to do the Pomodoro that I talked about a couple of minutes ago. You got to do the Eisenhower matrix and literally figure out which one is a priority. And that's why I want you to do only 3 a day and not more than that, because it's overwhelming. As far as your low self-esteem, the more you do, the more you do it well, and the more other people, I know we don't need external validation, but it is nice to have external validation, and you feel good about this project that you've done, that low self-esteem actually becomes high self-esteem the more you do, okay? relationship challenges that is ongoing. You're going to have to find a way when you take medicine, when you have a therapy session, you find a tool to kind of calm you down. And that actually will subside in terms of the challenges of being impulsive or not listening, right? And in terms of hyperactivity and challenges, again, sometimes the meds kind of mellow you down. If you have a lot of high energy and you're just fidgeting a lot, workout, walk, then exercise, right? And emotional regulation, that's kind of in and out sometimes, right? It's just trying to regulate your emotion with certain triggers. You need to focus on eyes on the prize. That has helped me. When I don't like the person I'm working with, I don't care about the person that I'm working with. I just focus on the project. It's not about the person. It's about the project, how we can make sure that it goes through and it perfectly is aligned with what the organization needs and wants. It's not about, I don't like this person. It doesn't matter if I like the person. I'm not paid to do that. I'm paid to do this, right? So focus eyes on the prize. That's usually how I regulate my emotions when I don't like someone or work for someone that I don't like. In terms of disorganization, try your best to clean up your space. I should talk. My space right now is a mess, right? But when you try to clean up, it does help clarify what's going on. And being impulsive, let me reflect on what helps me. I actually put them on the cart and just like to see that it's there, but I don't really buy it. I only buy what I can afford, right? And when it comes to difficulty with focusing and attention, count to three, count in sheep. If you have ADHD, your brain is going so much faster than your mouth can keep up. So when someone is talking and you're bored and you already get what they're saying, they can tell if you're not paying attention. So make sure you just look in the eyes and then focus on what they're saying. And then if you're still having busy thoughts, count sheep while you're listening until your brain calms down and then you can focus, right? So that is what I have for you this week. Thank you guys so much. I will see you next year. Oh my God, I can't say it. Next year, really? Welcome to 2025. That is for next week, Friday. I am so proud of you guys. So this is your host, Dr. Leland. Again, we have anthologies, two anthologies. So if you have a master's or a PhD, please go to www.levelupwithdoc.com. Click on services. There's a drop down. Go to authors club and you will see more information. In terms of the anthology, it's 20% off right now for any theme. You could be a poet. You could be a lyricist. You could be a Hollywood enthusiast, right? Whatever poetry that you want to do, you can do it on this anthology. And it actually goes out. Also, FYI, are all four of our books that we published this year in anthology form hit number one international bestseller on Amazon. I am so proud, right? So goodbye for now, and I will see you next year. See you soon.
Level up, it's time to rise. Unlock your potential, reach for the skies. Transform pain to purpose, find clarity and strive. With Dr. Leyland leading, we stand side by side. Collaboration fuels us, together we thrive. At Level Up Academy, your dreams come alive. Hey!